This is Phil Henry. This is the 26th of November. I do this, I know, I do this under duress. I am doing the pre-show for today's Friday show from a party, an actual wonderful familial atmosphere featuring Ryan Doherty and his lady Stassi. What's Stassi's last name? I don't even know her name.
Doherty.
It is, yeah. And they're not yet married, although we, of course, anticipate that. But I met Stassi. Jackie and I and Ryan are at Stassi's family home, a sprawling abode here in the plantation, city of Plantation, with a pool and the attendant amenities, and also a huge family of all kinds of educated and working class, all stripes of the national banner. Now then, moving along, and I heard an amazing story about Stassi's parents, who met in the 8th grade, fell in love, and have been together ever since they were 13. And we just got to look, Jackie and I just got to look at their picture. And they're young, man. I mean, the picture is like from the 90s when they were in high school, right? Or when they were kids, yeah. Because that picture could be of any kid today, a couple of kids today. It's just a gas. And they fell in love at 13. They've been together ever since. They built this pharmaceutical... Who said 6th grade? 8th grade?
That was...
She was joking.
Yeah. And I think that's an amazing story. I really do. Given the fact that they built this pharmaceutical empire, and they've had, how many kids do they have? Like 5, 6?
5? 10?
You know, 5? They travel together. They hang together. It's. I've never seen a family like this, and I mean that in all sincerity. I've never seen two people. Maybe when I was a kid, maybe there were some people like that, some of the parents of my friends, but I doubt it. Everybody I hung out with, their parents were divorced. We were sleeping on floors.
Some of the people are divorced here, but they come anyway.
Yeah, some of the people that are here are divorced, such as myself.
No, I mean, like...
And they show up here anyway. They do what? Jackie and Ryan are here. Now I'm comfortable with these two guys. But as you folks probably know, I'm not used to doing my show in front of an audience per se, unless I was remote someplace. But in these digital days, everything is so insular. But here I am. I am out here, bare to the world, on this sprawling veranda with a variety of people, mostly female. This family's very female. Lots of women. It's a matriarchal family. It truly is. The men are furtive. They go from shadow to shadow with... their cocktails, with their cocktails and beers in hand, nodding to each other when they see a fellow male, they'll go, "How are you?" But don't linger very long. Continue on to talk to and engage the women, picking up plates of food, throwing them in the garbage, as I did. I found my way immediately. I said, "May I pick up your plate for you?" All of the women at once said yes. I walked into the kitchen carrying a stack of paper plates full of food, half eaten. And I was fetching drinks. This must be something you're used to by now, right?
Oh, I'm changing the tables. I won't be a matriarchy
for long. Ryan said he's changing the tables at this point.
We're operating this much.
Oh my God. This is a very, very terrific Thanksgiving. It really is. Last year, baby, I was talking to you guys on FaceTime. I was talking to Ryan and I was in L.A. and the two of them were sitting on the couch, and I'm eating like wheat thins in California, you know, not really caring one way or the other. And now here we are. And then I heard this amazing tale of Alexis, who is the matriarch of the family, a terrific lady. And I sat with Alexis, and as Jackie and I did, sat with Alexis and Justin. They told us the whole story. They went to Europe. Airbnb vacation organized by their eldest son. Ryan was there. I noticed Ryan's keeping quiet about that experience. But it couldn't have been that easy, man. But you know what? I gotta hand it to any family that travels together like that is one hell of a together family. That's a bunch of...
Everybody could only bring one backpack.
Yeah. Everyone could only bring one backpack of stuff. That was it. 2.5 weeks. You must have had a couple of laughs, Ryan, right? No, he hasn't answered yet. It was mostly painful. Well, they were in Airbnbs in Germany, and you know, not just saying those words, Airbnbs in Germany.
In the winter, that does sound painful.
Yeah. Good God! It was like they wanted to rough it. Yeah, it was a purposefully save a lot of bread.
Five kids, you know. So.
Three bills. How much do you think you put out personally? How much was it? Did it cost you personally for the trip? They went with five kids. Two.
It didn't cost me anything. It was all that.
Oh, they paid for all of that? Oh my God!
So we're
talking about a $300 round trip plus the airfare in Europe alone. It must have been per person. That had to have been.
Once we were in Europe, it was cheap though. It was like 50. It was really cheap.
So let's call it, let's say maybe six bills per person. 600 for seven people?
$4,200
Yeah, I guess you guys, it's doable. Yeah, I guess it's doable. But that's an incredible story, don't you think, Jackie?
It is. It's amazing.
And this family, in many ways, is really amazing.
And they stayed in five countries.
Five or six countries. And they ran into...
That
had too many cats in it. Yeah, and they were like, people are allergic to cats, so no way, we can't do this. But as I said, this is an interesting evening because it's mostly the women who are calling the shots, making the food, telling people when they get to go to the bathroom, when they don't. I mean, have you had anything to eat? Yes, I have. We'll have some more. And there's like five or six men, counting Ryan and I, there's probably only four guys here. I'm joking. There's probably, counting Ryan and I, there's probably 10 men and 50 women. Some would call this heaven, others would call it hell. It's an interesting dynamic. I think it's why I felt slightly intimidated. Yeah, I have. Just any woman speaking to me tonight, I'm scared. I want to run away.
Welcome to the family.
Ryan, have you thought of stand-up, dude? Because you would be good at it, man.
I'd be terrible at it. I'd be stuttering all over the stage.
I think you need to write comedy then. Maybe not. I think you should write comedy or something. But I'm telling you, it's been overall extremely impressive. Beautiful home. Really sweet people. Great food. And the stories just get better and better. You know, they do.
They built this house
from a... It was just a one-story... How about three-bedroom? And now it's a multi-story, a huge veranda, pillared veranda with a big pool, a large lot going back, what, baby, about a half an acre?
It's big.
It's about a half an acre at least.
It might even be more than like an acre.
Very treed, yeah. Here in Plantation, and a big game room... Huge kitchen with the biggest island I've ever seen, where they set the buffet up for dinner. It was really, really terrific, you know. So, this is Ryan's future in-laws, we think, we're sure. I don't want to be speaking for you, right? Jackie's in-laws. And, would you call that, what would they be to you, honey? They wouldn't be in-laws, would they? Would they be your in-laws? Your sister? No.
I don't know.
Be Ryan's mom and dad-in-law, but your mother-in-law's, but not Jackie. Jackie would be Stassi's mother-in-law. Yeah. Yeah. So you would be Stassi's mother-in-law. Yeah. The rest of the family, I don't know how they're connected, but that's what I was trying to say to you folks. It's a wild web of feminine power.
Yes,
Jackie just asserted, absolutely. A wild, crazy web of female power that cannot be broken, but has, as I look around me at the men tonight, has broken several of them.
Can you find any? They've receded into the shadows.
The men tonight have either been going furtively from shadow to shadow, or they're in the kitchen... Serving, what do you think? You're right, serving drinks, dishing up food, and fetching things. So it has been, this is going to be the greatest pre-show I've ever done. Yeah, it's the greatest fucking pre-show I've ever done. Thank you, honey. You made this happen, baby. Jackie said to me, sit down and do it. I said, okay, but you know what? I don't know. I think I'll do it later on. She goes, okay, what do you want to do? Yeah, she said, do it now.
Matriarchal.
Yeah, yeah. That's why Jackie is very comfortable here in this. Jackie's extremely potent because she recognizes Sisters of Power when she sees them, you know. And I'm telling you right now, there's not a woman in this place that I would fuck with ever. I'm not kidding. Even the little girl, even these little kids.
Oh, yeah.
The women here are really running the show, man. But it's a great, great evening. And very hysterically funny, too, as you can tell. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's show. We're going to repurpose one from last year. I love you. Thank you for your support, for the power, for the power and the glory. Right on. Phil Hendry from Plantation, Florida. See you back in California next week, but I got a lot more Florida stuff to do between now and then. Love, peace, drugs. I'm joking.